For the third time in a year and a half, there will be staffing cuts at Hillsborough County's Building Services Division. Peter Aluto is with the county's Planning and Growth Management Department. He said 36 people will have to lose their jobs because the office is currently running at a deficit of nearly $2 million.
The reduction in force that we're proposing would save approximately $1 million. Together with an expected workers' compensation refund of approximately $1.4 million, we can make up $2.4 million of the projected deficit, with the remainder coming from our fund balance.
The job cuts are a reflection of the housing crisis, which is battering the nation, Florida, and the county. Aluto said it would require raising fees by 21% on permit applications, but said that simply wasn't feasible, nor would a furlough program be sufficient. He also said the cuts would be felt within the county.
The Plant City office, for instance, will close, and our capacity for emergency response to disaster recovery will be impaired, but these impacts are unavoidable.
Date of termination for the employees would be March 13th. Even with the slowdown in the economy, commissioners still complained about delays in building permits being acted upon. Commissioner Jim Norman said that with the business cycle in dire straits, it's simply unfathomable that the county government is still working in the business-as-usual mode.
We're in an economic state of emergency, folks, and we can't do things like we used to. And I was actually up around the Capitol yesterday, and they're talking those kind of things. And, you know, those are the kind of things that I would like to refer over to our economic team, that get it going. You know, I know they're here laying people off today, and there's a tremendous impact. But the only way to get it going is get those people to pick those permits up.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner read aloud a letter from the Building Services Division, the employees directly affected by the impending layoffs, that asked for a furlough instead of terminations.
Said furlough to consist of 2 days of unpaid leave to be taken each two-week pay period. The proposed furlough, if adopted, will result in a 20% reduction in salary paid. The proposed furlough should also result in additional savings through the reduction of operating expenses, such as those associated with utilities, vehicle maintenance, and fuel.
But the county's budget director, Eric Johnson, said that furloughing those employees had been explored and dismissed.
The bottom line is, to save the same amount of dollars to deal with the deficit that we're facing in the Building Services Fund, we'd have to let more employees... We'd have to actually reduce our workforce by a greater extent because of the fact that they would all retain the benefits that they currently receive while working 4 days a week.
The discussion on the County Commission then segued into what the board can do to stimulate the economy locally. Commissioner Mark Sharp said the board and the state need to examine long-term solutions and said the priority should be to begin working on the language for the ballot referendum on light rail that is expected to go before county voters next year.
You know, I recognize we've got to act today, but we've got to know where we're going. And hopefully we'll take all these things we've talked about before, including visioning, and tie it together. But I do want to make sure that our staff is prepared, working with heart, so that we have the language ready to go this spring or summer at the latest for the referendum that is being discussed regarding transportation, which is a very important element in this whole question regarding how we're going to turn our economy around.
But Jim Norman said the focus has to be bigger than a referendum that won't be voted on for well over a year.
We're compounding foreclosures. People are going to continue to be out of work. We got to do what we can now without a ballot question. And, you know, creative things like every one of those 100 people you said hadn't picked up everything, you get to 26th floor, you bring every one of them in there and say, like a, if you want to call it a permit builder summit, and say, okay, guys, you have 100 permits here. What can we do to get those 100 permits? Is there anything? Maybe there's 25 you can pick up and start getting them out the door. I mean, being aggressive in that perspective is what I'm talking about.